Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. About 100 women and children have been evacuated from the southern Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, where they had been hiding for weeks under a steel plant. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Kyiv that Russia controls most of the city.
Ukrainian and Russian troops managed the evacuation with the assistance of the United Nations and the International Red Cross. Russian authorities said some evacuees went to a Russian-controlled village near Mariupol, but most are headed to the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia, about 130 miles northwest of Mariupol, according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Hundreds of Ukrainians, both civilians and soldiers, have been holed up in the underground maze under the Azovstal steel plant for weeks. Russia has bombed most of Mariupol into rubble. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
The White House's proposed $33 billion Ukraine aid package could hit roadblocks in Congress this week, but the leader of the U.S. House headed to Ukraine to reaffirm U.S. support. NPR's Becky Sullivan has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Kyiv this weekend to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and talk up the importance of the White House's proposal.
We are already writing the bill for the $33 billion for weapons, for security, for humanitarian assistance, and for economic assistance.
There is broad bipartisan support for Ukraine aid, but Democrats say they want the bill to be linked with a new round of COVID relief money that President Biden proposed back in March. Republicans have objected to that. They say the votes should be split up, and that could drag out passing the Ukraine bill till later this month. Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
In New Mexico, thousands of residents have been ordered to evacuate as fierce winds drove the largest active wildfire in the country toward the Dark-Pouched Mountain Valley. Winds gusting over 65 miles an hour blew embers a mile ahead of the Calf Canyon fire as crews battled to stop flames entering Mora, around 40 miles northeast of Santa Fe. Homeowner Alonzo Rodriguez has been watching firefighters' planes and the helicopters for days, but he says he'll only evacuate if he has to.
This is my home. I got to protect it. You know, I wet down my property, you know, with a hose. And if it gets worse, I'll leave. I'll get out of here.
Scientists say the fires are more widespread and arriving earlier in the season because of climate change. A second Amazon facility in New York is taking a union vote. The National Labor Relations Board will tally votes cast by warehouse workers at a neighboring facility in Staten Island to the one that took the first successful vote. Results are expected by tomorrow night. This vote, though, involves fewer workers than that first facility, and the labor board still needs to certify the first win because Amazon is disputing it. You're listening to NPR News. Most of Europe celebrated the traditional workers' holiday, May Day, today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris that along with celebrations, there were protests and some violence.
Popular far-left French presidential contender Jean-Luc Mélenchon led a mostly joyous May Day march in Paris, but protesters also shouted slogans against newly elected President Emmanuel Macron, who many call an enemy of the working class. Tensions erupted as some demonstrators broke windows at banks and fast food restaurants. Police fired rounds of tear gas. May Day is an important day for unions and workers to take to the streets and show their force. Protests have been limited over the last two May Days because of COVID. Besides work, peace was an underlying theme this year, with many calling for an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
At the weekend box office, the DreamWorks animated heist movie, The Bad Guys, took the top spot for the second weekend in a row, with an estimated $16 million in ticket sales. In second place, Paramount Pictures' Sonic the Hedgehog 2, with $11 million, bringing its total so far to $160 million. In third place, Fantastic Beasts: The Secrets of Dumbledore, with $8 million. And in fourth place, The Northman, with $6 million. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures contract up about 0.2%. NASDAQ futures contracts also ahead by around 0.2%. You're listening to NPR News.